I speak as someone who will make a sort of a business defence of the single market and EU membership. I think we'd be worse off out. But I used to work in Brussels for The Economist for 5 years, and I watched them lose the referendums on the constitution and so then turn this thing into a new treaty specifically to avoid further referendums. And that was an essentially anti-democratic act. And if someone says to me, you know, Europe basically isn't a very democratic project, I'm afraid I have to agree with you. So I completely understand why there's this real desire to let the people in on this process, because it's felt like a kind of conspiracy of the elites. And what's more, a conspiracy of the elites that at the moment is in desperate shape. And I completely understand that. And I, you know, I have my own moments of thinking, you know, we should just do this and have a referendum.